Welcome back. Iron sharpens iron. We trust the Lord is sharpening you with the knowledge proceeding out of the mouth of our pastor. This is very interesting and is a blessed thing for us to be established in the present truth, which is doing now. May God continue to increase his wisdom upon you, sir. Okay, sir, to the topic of the day.
That's right.
The chronology of the seals. Last week, you said so many things. I have a book full of a lot of things you
That's
said.
True.
You spoke about the man and the message. You speak about plagiarism, how prophets plagiarize prophets. And that was very interesting because it's the first time I've heard it. And you quoted Jeremiah 23 from verse 30 to 32. If you missed the last episode of Rapture Watch, Understanding the Seals, the first part, please try as much as possible to get it. The pastor said a lot of things. You need to hear them.
That's
and
right.
He said any ministry that is of God must have oppositions. In fact, we took time and you know, spoke so much on that.
That's
you gave
true.
Examples. The greater the opposition, the brighter the light.
Sure.
Okay. You said a teacher explains scriptures that are being fulfilled. One of the points you gave.
That's
he said God gave Adam the certificate of occupancy of the earth.
That's right.
And he lost it, but it went back to God.
Yes.
And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ got when he died.
Yep.
And each of these seals that we're about to look at their chronology now is the battle that Jesus himself will go through. Things that will go through as it takes back the repossession, as it repossesses the earth, as it receives the certificate of occupancy. So you said so much, the perfection of the church, okay, as a body, that's the one, those are the ones you said today. So sir, we want to understand properly because you laid emphasis that these seals are very important. You said they are very important. You took time on that.
I also emphasized, and I don't know why you are dodging that. Maybe because...
That William Brown did not review the seals and that William Brown did not open the seals. You emphasize that the Lamb opened the seals.
The Bible says so. I'm
yes,
not
sir.
The one.
Yes,
the
and you quoted
the Bible
Revelation
says the Lamb
opened
the seals.
Revelation 5.
And the beast
revealed
the seals.
Contrary to the error of many message believers.
No, many, yeah,
that see William Branham either opened or William Branham reviewed. Thank you for establishing us on that, sir. Very, very, very interesting and necessary. Okay, sir. So the ball is back to your court.
Yes.
Put us aright, sir. How do we place these seals?
How do we go?
Well, this is now like a Bible study.
Okay.
Because the seal is so important. We saw Revelation chapter 5.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
you know, at the throne there, while no man was qualified to collect that book,
yes, sir.
To open that seals, to even look there. Until John was crying before that lamb, the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Christ himself, as depicted there, came and collected the book. Then we begin to see now what those seals, like I said, are the things Christ has already collected the sea of O. AD what? Was when the revelation was given.
John.
Okay.
Now, but that is when the revelation was given. But remember that it was when he died.
That's right.
And resurrected.
And ascended.
And ascended. That is where chapter 5, Revelation chapter 5 was fulfilled.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, amen.
So that's what happens after his ascension. He now collects the book of
the title deeds
that Adam lost. And by that, all things were put under him. By that title.
Hallelujah.
That book he collected. Now, all things, 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Yes, sir.
All things are put under him. Verse 25, 26. What does it say?
For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. Verse 27. For he has put all things under his feet.
Yes.
But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things
because
under
him. Because it was given to him.
Amen.
And that was fulfilled in Revelation chapter 5.
Hallelujah.
So
Hallelujah.
Now, but what are all these seals? The sealed in and out. What was this sealed? Seven seals.
Yes, sir.
Now, each of those seals, there is an activity there that will take place. 7 different activities that will take place. What will take place before he finally comes physically to take possession of the earth? That is what the 7 seals are all about.
Seven activities before he physically comes.
Physically.
Exactly.
To take possession of the earth. Wonderful.
But the possession is already there.
Now,
part of those activities is what, I mean, we want to show you, and we'll show you chronologically how these things will be fulfilled, because it is not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, after 1, then 2, then 3, then 4, then 5. You know, and within this period of these 7 seals also, there is a period within that period where you see the 7 church ages, the Gentile dispensation comes in. So let's see it now.
Okay.
The first one is seal number 1.
Revelation 6. So what happened? Revelation 6 from verse 1.
Yes.
And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals.
Yes.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. And one of the four beasts saying, come and see.
Which is the one now? Which is the first beast there?
The lion.
The lion.
That is the anointing. Now, take note that Christ himself in Matthew 16 said, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not
prevail.
It's talking about the church ages and this attempt of Satan to disrupt every church age, kill the move of the spirit, to take over the church, disrupt as he has been doing. And he, God, when the enemy comes like a flood.
Yeah,
what happens?
The
standard that he raised are those four beasts, the anointing.
The bride's anointing.
Now the anointing that he will use will be depicted by the characteristics of those beasts. That's what it means.
Hallelujah.
But it is anointing, you know, that God will use to counter the gate of hell for those ages. So now, the first seal is open. The first thing we see is a white horse.
And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
A white horse.
And he that sat on him had a bow.
Yes.
And a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer.
Now Clarence Larkin, you notice I'm quoting Clarence Larkin.
Yes. Sir.
Because it is the same one that, the same quote that William Branham quoted. Clarizati brought it out, and I agree with it. Like the prophet William Branham also agreed with it. That you can see that, take note that he had a bow.
But no arrow.
But there was no arrow.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's right.
He had a bow. And please, if you will allow me to let the people know that William Branham, please, if you cannot get that of Clarence Larkin, then you can visit the Voice of God recording, and then you get a copy of the Revelation of the Seals.
That's right.
Preached by William Branham.
That's right.
Where he brought all this down with historic facts and everything. But this is Rapture Watch just to give you the picture, because it's a big booklet and we cannot finish it even a whole day. We started in the morning.
That's true.
So, but catch the picture. It's not the picture I'm trying to bring out here. So, let me just limit to the fact that that was the Antichrist spirit that was operating at that time, depicted by the white horse rider. And the man that was on top, remember, it's a beast that is talking about power. And then the spirit that was trying to destroy. Now, how did he achieve that? He achieved it. You know, and that also began the first church age. That was his activity from the first church age.
Okay.
Now, you see it in Revelation chapter 2.
Revelation 2.
Verse 6. It says something.
But these thou hast, that thou eatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
Now, we have the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Go on.
Which I also ate.
Which he also ate. So, what is the deed of the Nicolaitan? You see, now this revelation I'm giving you now, you know, comes by that lion anointing. Because the one that said, come and see. See what is now. It does two things. It reveals it. I know what revelation does. It emboldens you.
Amen.
So, and then the lion is bold. So they had that boldness to confront where they were caning them, they were beating them. You saw how Apostle Paul would stand, and is it Apostle Paul, Peter said, we'll rather obey God than to obey men, before Peter, the whole council.
Peter said so.
That could sentence them to death.
That's right.
You know, and they remember he once rebuked the high priest, Apostle Paul, even call him white sepulchre. I mean, there's a word.
Yes, sir. White sepulchre.
And then somebody had to question, you don't abuse elder. He said, oh, sorry. You know, but you don't deliver anything. That's why. And that spirit that he had was boldness. And if you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, where you see all that he went through.
That's right.
You know, and even in the Acts of Apostles, Agabus gave a prophecy, all the persecutions that are waiting whoever has this thing, like Apostle Paul. I said, if they will kill him, we go. You know, there's an anointing. You know. That was happening. So, what is the deed of the Nicolaitan? Nicol, killing, destroying the laity. That was when they began the process of destroying the laity, the followership. And that was when they began to establish this hierarchy thing.
So this word is not just one word. It can be splitted.
It can be splitted. Nicol, killing. Laity, you know, members, the congregation, the followers.
Wow.
They started doing it and placing people above. You know, it was Satan himself hijacking it. You know.
Amen.
Yes. So that is where it started. Seal number one.
Okay.
After that, seal number two came in, where you will see the red horse rider.
Okay.
And the beast that says, "Come and see." Was what? The ox.
The ox.
Amen.
That says, come and see, because I have to, you know, compress. I just want to give the picture. And that seal covered the second, the third, and the fourth church ages.
The first seal covers only the first church
age. The first seal covers only the first church age.
Okay.
The second seal covers the second, third, and fourth
church age.
Church.
Sir, ages. Before you unveil it to us, we'll take a technical break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll see the unveiling of these seals. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.